I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM, and I'm here with Ed Lamers with the U.S. Soybean Board. Ed, can you tell us about the innovation with the soybeans?
Yeah, so that's an exciting area. I mean, we're constantly trying to do more with less, and, you know, we're just constantly looking at new things, whether it's biologicals, cover crops, AI. There's just a vast array of things like seed composition, you know, just constantly in the mindset of doing more with less, and yet making sure it's safe and reliable.
And Ed, can you elaborate more on the safe, reliable products that you have?
Yeah, so we, you know, the reliability is that we constantly are doing more to improve and do best management practices, right? So we try to keep our soils in top condition so they're able to do that reliable product. And then not only that, for next generations to come and do the same thing that we're doing, I need to take care of my soil just like my father did. And that way my son or the next person has that same opportunity.
And Ed, soil health, what can the farmers do for their soil?
Oh yeah, so you need to be making sure the nutrients are there. So you need to do soil sampling. You need to leave some cover on there, you know, debris or residue, or plant the cover crops. And there's a new government program coming out that incentivizes us to do that, and out of that, it's a $95 million project, and $90 million of that is going to come back to farmers or to support the innovation technology of that. So it's a great percentage, and it's a three-year deal that we're going to get about $50 an acre back. So we're trying to incentivize to get the soil to be in its best position to continually raise a reliable, safe crop.
And I have been speaking with Ed Lamers with the U.S. Soybean Board, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRN 550 AM.